This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff. And what else feel like talking about? I'm your host, Maxwell Ceresia.
And I'm your host, who's ready to grab that Deadpool popcorn bucket for the popcorn, Dave Spates.
This episode, we're going to be talking about the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. So sit back, relax, and let's fucking go. All right, Davis.
Yo.
It was a pretty intense F-pod right off the bat. Maybe I should have.
It was.
Yeah, that was a little too intense. Apologize about that if you were listening around small children.
Whatever. I marked this for...
It says explicit content.
So, yes, I marked this not for kids on YouTube.
The podcast. So
if you're letting your kids listen to this, bad idea.
And especially if we're talking about Deadpool.
Yeah.
So Deadpool and Wolverine trailer officially came out.
It was yesterday? Well, the original trailer, I don't know when that came out.
It came out on Monday, yes.
Okay, but like, yeah.
Yes, Monday.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Is this the first trailer, or is this the second?
This is the second trailer.
Second trailer, okay. It comes out in July, so like they're...
Okay. Yeah, they already had like a... They had like a teaser, mini, like back a teaser in the way, trailer. Yeah, but this is like one that actually like shows
stuff
happening.
Yeah, the action one, yeah.
And watching it the second time, I was like, man, this movie looks awesome.
It really does look good. I'm really, yeah, it looks great. Well, friggin' Hugh Jackman looks awesome as Wolverine. I love the suit they have.
The suit looks great, doesn't it? It looks
awesome. Yeah, I was wondering if they, like, I was wondering if they're going to do, like, a, not sound weird, but like a deeper yellow, like a more gold, like the nuanced version of it all. But I like the bright yellow from the comics. Like, it's sick. Yeah. I hope there's a million comments about it that Deadpool makes.
I hope he does too.
Yeah, he'll be like, I made it just like from the comics.
Yeah. I think you can make the costumes look cool. I think you can, like...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think that's one thing they, like... Actually, one thing I'd say most superhero movies do nail is cooler-looking costumes.
Yeah.
I remember when they were making Man of Steel, Zack Snyder looked at, like, I guess, like... I think it was, like, 200 different Superman suits before he picked one. And he was like, the underwear is not going to be on the outside.
That's a good idea.
And I was like... And the suit he picked was...
It was dope. It was a great-looking suit. Yeah.
Also, yeah, Hugh Jackman absolutely looks jacked.
Yeah, he looks great. Somehow he's looking like better Wolverine than he has in the last couple of movies.
The last movie, I was like,
yeah. No, back in X1, he was young then. Of course he looked better.
It's called testosterone.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Yeah, if I was his age, I'd be definitely taking
Oh, yeah, I'm not losing all my muscle and all that stuff. He's worked years to make that body.
His arms look jacked.
I know. Like, Hugh Jackman.
That was the worst.
It was very bad. But it had to be done. It had to be said. If I was going to say it, someone was, and I'd be told we missed an opportunity.
I wasn't going to say it.
Someone would have.
Who's the someone?
I don't know.
There's no one else in this room. Them. Show me the someone
them,
in the room.
Them.
What
was I say? It's interesting. I think the trailers look cool. It looks like they're like jumping universes a little bit.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to, I think what he's doing, I'm not 100% sure about this one. It looks like he's pulling the Logan from the old man Logan universe, but early.
Yeah.
Because there's like a scene in there with the dead Ant-Man, like Pym falls thing from... So there's a spot in the old man... Did you ever read Old Man Logan?
No.
Oh, there's a spot in Old Man Logan where they show like, where Ant-Man died and it's still super big and it's called Pym Falls. Pym Falls.
Because that's why his helmet's there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, his skull's in it too if you look at it. That villain walks out of his skull.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
That part of it, I'm just going to ignore.
What do you mean?
The multiverse aspect
of
it.
Oh, yeah. I hope they make fun of it.
I hope they make fun of it, too. I'm just going to ignore it, really. All the aspects of what this movie has to do with the rest of the Marvel Universe, I'm not going to care.
Oh, neither do I. I don't care at all.
Yeah, I'm just going to be there for the Deadpool Wolverine stuff and the good. The villain looks actually really good.
I always like the basic look for the villain when he's something like that.
No, I don't know how she's going to be, but it's just so. This movie is already so the antithesis of everything Marvel has been doing. One, the action is super and like gory as all hell.
True.
The jokes, definitely. There's going to be some jokes that Marvel definitely is going to be like, eh. She's like, why are boys so dumb? It's like the villain, who's a woman, is making fun of boys. And she's going to be the dumbest person in the movie, obviously.
Probably, yeah.
She's going to be fighting
Deadpool.
By Deadpool just being straight up dumb. And that's awesome.
It's going to be really cool. I'm interested because, like, always Deadpool always does a really good job with, taking the hilarity of Deadpool, mixing an actual story into it. So I'm really pumped to see why he needs this Wolverine to, like, save his universe and all that
stuff. Yeah,
I'm really pumped for that.
Yeah, I think that will be good. It looks like Doctor Strange is going to be in it.
I know, it's a portal at the end there, yeah.
Which once again... Doctor Strange, every movie he's had, maybe we can skip all that. But
I like the first one. What do you mean? You like the first Doctor Strange
movie? That one was okay. Yeah, that one was good. That was fine. But that was so long
ago. Yeah, Mulder's Man is blue.
I don't care anymore. Is what I was about to say is, however, even though Multiverse of Madness or Mom was absolutely terrible, the second you put Deadpool next one, it's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be great because Deadpool has already proven it does the best thing ever, makes fun of the bad superhero movies. Like, yeah. Made fun of Green Lantern already, and now it's going to make fun of all. I really hope it goes on a tear against
he's
all.
Not, he's not going to.
You know what he's going to do?
It's owned by Disney. There's no way.
No, I guess it's really good. They'll probably.
I mean, if anything, the only thing I got from the trailer that I will point out is that, like, definitely, I think we're gonna not like the idea. There's jokes about drugs and stuff like that. I think the jokes are gonna be tampered. The trailer wasn't super jokey. There were jokes in there, but it wasn't really that jokey.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's a really good point.
So I don't.
They did the cocaine joke at the end, which I really enjoyed.
I said it, but that's like whatever. That's not.
I guess it's true. Yeah.
Do you think Disney cares about showing drugs? No.
Yeah, that's probably a good point. Yeah, that's really a good point.
So we'll see how much. I don't think he's gonna make. I think there will be like one or two jokes. Maybe he's like something that like. All the internet agreed on, like the woke internet agreed on, that like crapping on some movies, like, I don't know, whatever. But overall, I don't think you're going to see a lot of crapping on Disney movies.
Yeah, that could be, that'd be really true on that one.
When it was owned by Sony, I don't know who owned Deadpool
probably
before.
Sony, I think.
They don't care. They let them fly, make fun of everything. Disney does not want their own products
made fun of. I guess it's a really good point.
They never make fun of their own products.
Yeah, they don't like doing that at all. Crap. They're still
defending The Last Jedi.
I don't know how they're doing that. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That sucks. Oh, well. Well, we saw the first two Deadpool movies. I think this will still be a good one.
No, I think it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good. I just
song
like,
choice.
It's not going to be as gritty as... No, it's going to be as real as the other ones.
No.
But
it does look like... The one thing I was... I think everyone going into worrying about, I was like, how violent are they going to let it be?
It looks incredibly violent.
Yeah. I can't wait for the Deadpool Wolverine fights. Looks like they have like multiple, so I'm excited for that, and that's gonna be so fun.
Two superhero healers doing like fighting each other. That's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be so funny.
The fact that Wolverine punches him in the dick with the blades.
Oh, that was good. That was really good. I hope they like unshackle Wolverine a little bit and just let him go nuts on Deadpool. Yeah. Like just like shred him at some point. Like, in the worst, most gory way possible. Like, show the real animal Wolverine going nuts.
Hugh Jackman's got to really enjoy this movie. Because he's like...
He wasn't going to do Wolverine again, ever, too.
No, he wasn't. But he's probably like, ah, oh, fuck yeah. I can be Wolverine and actually, like, swear and do shit. Like,
fun stuff.
And not have to be like... Because I think... wasn't Logan R?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
So he got to doing that, but he was also old and meh. But like this one, he's like, I get to be, like, just Wolverine.
Go nuts, let's go.
Except, got to have the sad backstory.
Oh, of course, yeah, every time, every single time. Wolverine can have a good backstory.
I did like Deadpool. I do like the line. He's like, but you're part of the X-Men. You are the X-Men.
I know.
Like, and then I was like, yeah. And Professor X.
Yeah, they actually made the X-Men and Cyclops and Beast and Storm and Rogue. Can't remember Rogue.
Yeah, I was like, but
he's the most famous one. I'll give him that though.
Wolverine, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. He is. He's the face. Yeah, I understand where how he is the face of the comic series there. So I don't know. Yeah, I think it looks like if they're doing the Old Man Logan universe, I think he's pulling them right at because like even I don't know. I don't know if they're doing Old Man Logan universe or they're doing Old Man Logan comics because in Old Man Logan comics, he gets when Mysterio hits him and he kills all the X-Men. Like, he convinces Wolverine that they're all villains, and Wolverine kills them all. So I'm wondering if they pull him from the comic, it'd be awesome. If they pull him from the comics.
They didn't say he destroyed his universe.
So that would make sense, then. If they're going right off the comics, then they're pulling him right from the real Old Man Logan story, like, in that in-between era where he is like, I killed all my friends, and I haven't, I haven't found a new family yet. So if they're pulling him out of that for this little fun thing, that'd be cool. If they pull him out of Old Man Logan story, that's also still pretty good. If I remember the Old Man Logan story, they just, like... Movie, cinematic universe. They don't really he doesn't kill all the X-Men.
Is this a cartoon?
What? No, the movie. So there's Old Man Logan.
He dies at the end of that.
Yeah, no, but when he's younger, they're pulling him after the movies that we've seen. So let's say this is after X3 right now, in regular time. But if it's from the comics, he'd kill all the X-Men. If it's not, then all the X-Men are still dead, but he didn't kill them all.
Oh, okay.
If it's in the movies, sorry.
I'm interested to see how he could. The first one sounds way cooler. Not that
with
one.
Pym Falls in there, I think it might be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any of this stuff.
Fair enough.
The one where he kills all X-Men sounds way cooler.
Yeah, it really was.
But also, once again, it's not necessary.
True.
They actually didn't even have to have a backstory for Wolverine.
Yeah.
They could have just been like, Wolverine's here.
Yeah.
And I've been like, cool, let's do it. But of course, they want to connect everything.
It's Disney and their multiverse.
That's what originally succeeded, and then they screwed it up. But that's fine.
Yes. Now
that Kang is not the main villain, I don't know how that works. But
yeah, it's all a disaster. I will be, My only concern about it is that, if I don't want them... I don't trust Disney. This movie looks good. It looks really good. Mm. I trust Ryan Reynolds to make a good movie, especially if it's Deadpool. It's like it was his baby.
Yeah.
It's like it was the first superhero movie he did that really wasn't shitty, you know? Yeah. So I can understand that. I'm only worried about Disney and if Disney tries to hammer this into not correct puzzle piece into their terrible mess of multiverse puzzle right now, that could wreck them. If the whole story is centered around the idea that he's coming hardcore into the multiverse, I'd be
the only thing I could see totally succeeding on this, and the only way I could see Ryan Reynolds crapping on the multiverse or other Disney movies is clearly the executives at Marvel are idiots and don't have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, there's been multiple of them who have when they've written stories, have openly admitted they've never read a comic book in their life, don't know anything about the comic series, which,
how would we let these people be in charge?
Yeah, so unless he might convince him, oh, no, Deadpool would make fun of that stuff.
Yeah.
So we might see, hopefully, him crapping on the multiverse.
That'd be kind of fun.
And just being none of this makes any sense.
That'd be kind of fun. We kind of need that movie right now, too, with, how bad, the superhero,
I know we talked,
area is right now.
I know we talked, one big worry of this movie. I think this movie's going to be awesome. It looks awesome. It looks old school Marvel.
Yeah.
Old school Guardian Galaxy kind of looking. Get the song choice was
amazing. It was really good. Which that was a good move.
Huge part for me, and it looks fun. It looks fun, and we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be great. It's just that we were talking about, it's when sometimes Marvel has a good movie come out, Guardian Galaxy, and everyone's oh, they're back.
Yeah.
I don't think this one's going to do that.
You don't think so?
I think because Deadpool is so different.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really, really good point. I hope that it doesn't do that because, Disney and Marvel are not doing well for a reason, and we can't keep going. We can't keep doing this cycle where it's ooh, they're good. Ooh, they're bad. Ooh, they're good. Ooh, they're bad. It's no, they're just pretty bad all around right now.
So. Yeah, I think the reason I don't think it's good, even if when they start connecting it to all the other universes, whatever, I don't think everyone sees Deadpool as something different. It's just its own movie.
Yeah.
Even though they will connect everything and throw it in, it's just still its own thing.
Yeah.
Even Guardians of the Galaxy is kind of had that vibe always too.
Yeah.
Where it was Guardians of the Galaxy, even though it was deeply intertwined with everything, it just always felt like it was
Yeah, they're the only ones out in space not having on Earth.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're always away.
So Deadpool has that vibe too.
Yeah.
Where it's I don't think you can salvage this universe they have going.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Unless there's a comic called Deadpool Kills Marvel. Where he kills all the people. If they did that, that'd be
that exists.
Sick.
There is that.
Genius at Marvel was guys, listen, this sucks.
Yeah.
How about we just have Deadpool kill them all?
Yeah.
I'd be
let's do a reset.
If some genius said that, I'd be like, all right, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Marvel's back.
Yeah, it's possible.
Marvel's back
we
so
could
hard.
Do that. We could do that. What's the comic line? He gets a hold of the Infinity Gauntlet and he just wipes out the universe, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's in the comics, I think.
Oh, that's what he does?
There's literally a comic called... You know, they're Deadpool.
I know
the
comic.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know they were
talking about. I had sex in high school. I'm just kidding. I didn't.
All right, we want to make this hostile? We want to make this one? You fucking... No, I'm just... No, yeah, I believe that's how it works. He gets control of the Infinity Gauntlet, and he just wipes out everyone or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Or no, he does a roast... While he's wiping people out, it's
something. That's hilarious.
I think that's how it actually happened,
But some genius did that.
That'd be a move. That'd be the move.
Because, they already had to change the villain at the end, so it's you gotta know this is over. This is over. It's not gonna work. And every movie you're putting out, the heroes you were amping up to write into it are all, no one likes them.
Yeah, no one's really about that Fantastic Four movie right now.
Everyone's
so sad.
It's so funny. It has to feel like such a failure on their part. I understand why they did it. But they were like, this is gonna work perfectly. The internet, the fans, everybody loves Pedro Pascal. We'll cast him as Dr. Fantastic or Mr. Fantastic. Dr. Fantastic?
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic. We'll cast him
as a doctor, though, don't forget.
Yeah. Richard Reeves.
Yeah.
We'll cast him as that.
Dr. Richard Reeves.
Everyone's gonna love it. Because everyone loves him. And though we all do love him, we're like, oh, this is a terrible choice.
Horrible.
They had to be so mad. They had to be like, this is genius.
Yep.
There's no way this fails. Pedro Pascal love was at the apex.
I know.
And actually, no one's crapping on him.
No.
Everyone's just like, this is a bad choice.
It is a bad choice. I'm sorry. Also, like, Pedro Pascal does not seem like the monster.
He's a moron.
He does seem kind of stupid.
He's a dumb person.
He seems pretty stupid. I would have taken almost anyone else in this role. I would take Nick Cage in this role over him.
If Pedro Pascal will never hear this, but if he did, I apologize, man. I'm just saying, man. I've seen your hot ones, seen you in interviews. You seem like a very nice, fun guy to hang out with.
Yes.
I'm not saying everyone I'm not saying I'm a genius.
No.
I'm smarter than you. But I'm not saying I'm a genius. You just seem like a very uneducated individual.
Yeah.
You seem like a guy who's like, listen, bruh, and like you're chill and everything. Like, yeah.
You seem like you're just too chill, you know?
You seem like you read like really artsy books that actually aren't good.
Yeah. And you like don't know all the words. Anyways. So, yeah, that's a horrible choice. And then the choice of doing Silver Surfer is a mess too on that one.
But she's a real character from the comics.
I know she's a real character in the real comics, but no one guess what? No one knew about that until they said that, and we had to Google it, and it was it's pointless.
Yeah.
Also, Galactus has cooler female heralds. I hate that he's using Silver Surfer.
Well, I think it's just like stupid too, because like who cares? I hate the argument. It's like, well, dude, she's in the comic books. I'm like, yeah, no one cares.
Yeah, I know.
Just because they're in the comics, if they're a bad character, they're a bad character. They're like.
It's the same Ironheart argument that they did. Because, like, her comic books did notoriously bad. Yeah. Like, they're just, like, people didn't buy them. And they were still like, nah, they're in the comics, so we're going to push them forward. It's like they're missing the point of the source material. The reason the source material worked in the old Marvel run was because I'm getting all mad about
this.
The reason the source material worked with the old Marvel runs is the source material was good inherently. It did well. Everyone liked it. Everyone wanted that. No one read Ironheart. No one really read Miss Marvel either. Yet they pushed both those characters. Like there are female, strong, good characters in the Marvel universe. Once again, Galactus has other heralds. There's one I really liked from the Silver Surfer show. I think I can't remember her name. I think it's Sunspot, but something else. It's something like that. And she was really cool and funny, and she rollerbladed. So she didn't rollerblade in space, unfortunately. But it'd been a cool.
I mean, it's so cooler than
80s
are. Everyone wants the 80s. Everyone's about the late 80s, early 90s.
100%. I would have totally. And that's when rollerblading
was. That was the only time in history rollerblading was cool.
Yeah, exactly. True. Yeah.
Beyond that, it's not like, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I rollerbladed when I was younger, but that was once we're talking about mid 90s. So
yeah, it'd be tough for me to do it now.
That would be so lame. Unless you're if a
girl did it, I'd be different. Yeah,
I would say there are girls.
Everything's different with a girl.
Once again, though, there are girls in college or like. Late teens, they rollerblade.
Yeah.
But if I saw like a 29-year-old young professional rollerblading, I'd be like, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You look like a dumb person.
Dummy.
Yeah. If they were skateboarding, I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. It was a skate shop on Hurdle.
No, I did not.
Yeah. It's like,
actually, you know, it depends. If they look old in their skateboarding, as in like they don't look in shape, then it's
Cool. You gotta have the physique for it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like if I saw Tony Hawk. You know, skateboarding. I'm like, well, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I'd love to see that.
But anyways,
he's a documentary on HBO. Anyways,
Deadpool looks great. He must be going to the Wolverine universe.
He must be going to it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably.
Unless
yeah.
when they jump in that portal, I wonder if they're going back.
It could be going all over the place.
Because he's originally. First of all, it's hilarious. This hair and everything. And that looks so funny.
That looks. I do love. Are you talking about Wolverine's hair?
No. Deadpool's.
Oh, yeah. That does look really good. Yes, I like that
a lot. It looks like a 1990s, 80s like sitcom dad.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I did enjoy that. I liked all the banter too in it. Just that opening scene where he's like, if you want to start breathing through your forehead. Or your brain order. That was pretty good. I like that.
He's like, whiskey claws? I heard that happens to Wolverine.
That was 40. Good.
That was really good. Those two are going to kill it.
100%.
Like, they're just going to kill it. Like, it's going
to
be
a good movie, yeah. So
that's why I think, like, even if they try to shoehorn some stupid Marvel crap in there from the multiverse. It won't tarnish the movie. It won't tarnish the movie as a good time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It won't make it as good as like the first one or the second one, but I don't know. They might. Just those two.
It's gonna be tough to be the second one for me. I think the second one's better. Yeah, that's fan. I mean, they're both great movies, so it doesn't matter. But I thought the banner with Cable was so much funnier. And Domino was a great ad. But I don't know. We'll see. If like I was saying, yeah, those two are going to do a great job. That'll make the movie good. If everything around that movie, like story-wise, kind of sucks, then like it'll just be Deadpool and Wolverine being funny. That's fine. It'll be the weakest out of the three. But all that stuff around that's good, and Deadpool and Wolverine are awesome, that it could beat out on both movies for me. We'll see.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Hopefully it's good.
I feel like if it couldn't be as funny as Ryan Reynolds wanted it to be, I feel like he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I feel like if it couldn't be, that's the only solid sense I feel, but he is Hollywood, so you know.
He is Hollywood, and he has some he has had some movies in the last couple of years, and we can't forget he always did Green Lantern.
What was the movie?
I heard I saw part of it, not all of it. The Free Guy? What were the one where he was in the video game world?
Yeah, that one wasn't.
It was, I heard it was like okay.
It was just so long.
Yeah, and they have one on Netflix that didn't do that.
Well, the only reason I think Deadpool he has more sway is because he's done the two movies. It's like Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Where it's like if they're like, oh, we want you to do Iron Man movies, like, well, I want to like this. They're like, oh no, we want to like this. So you'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah,
you can't recast Deadpool.
You can't.
Like now you can't.
It really can't.
Like that's the problem with Marvel. Like, and they nailed it with the first crop. Like when you cast people perfectly, you're like, crap. Now these people have so much power. Robert Downey Jr. also said he'd come back to play Iron Man.
I hope he doesn't.
For a cameo.
Oh, for a cameo, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't want him in this universe.
Yeah, the only time I want to see him is in a Spider-Man, because...
Yeah, that'd be good.
I guess the new one they're working on is going to be incredible, so...
New Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't even know they were working on
Tom Holland, I guess, is like... I guess cares a lot.
Good.
About
good.
Keeping him, like, he's like, we have a legacy to protect.
Okay, I like it. I love it. I mean, there hasn't,
Those three are great movies.
Yeah, those are all, I mean, yeah, that's a really good point, actually, yeah. Yeah, they do a legacy of that, and, like, it was the last good.
I still have to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I know, I heard everyone said it was good, but wasn't good as the first two, or it's like, just a little different, but still good.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, neither have I. I'm keeping to watch
it. It is on Disney Plus.
It's not, yeah, by this point, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. So that I heard was good, but beyond that, No Way Home. Yeah, that was the last good.
It really was.
And it wasn't even a Marvel movie.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It really was.
That's the last good one.
Yeah, and it just doesn't. It's so
unfortunate. That was great, dude.
That was. So, yeah, we saw it in theaters.
Yeah.
That was worth it. We saw it like opening weekend, I think.
Yeah.
We did it
to
avoid spoilers. That was worth every penny.
That was awesome.
That's a top movie. That's one of those top movies I've seen in theaters. Like, damn, this was good. This was good to see.
But Deadpool looks good. We'll definitely probably see that opening weekend.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm actually super pumped for that.
Yeah.
One of the top comments on the YouTube video I loved was like, I never clicked to a trailer so fast. I was like, nice.
Fair.
Because you knew it was going to be a fun trailer.
Oh, every single time. Every single time. Oh.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.